Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Christmas morning with my family was all about waking up and making a mad dash to the presents. My dad blinded us with bright lights as he filmed the unwrapping ceremony. I swear I don't remember if we even ate anything until we arrived at my grandmother's house later for lunch. But Christmas morning breakfasts are a tradition for many people, and here to tell us about them is Candace Page. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome to the VPR Cafe.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Are there any Christmas breakfast traditions in your family?
Absolutely there are. And I think these traditions around food can become more important in families as the kids grow up and there's less of that mad dash to the Christmas
right.
tree. It's my favorite time in the kitchen with my mother and sister. We all cook together without having the chaos of Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner around us. And sometimes the snow is falling outside the window. We're at my sister's farm out in Colchester. So it's just magical. Our menu has been set for at least 20 years. We have local eggs with Vermont cheddar and local bacon, but the stars are really some heirloom family recipes. We always have my Swedish grandmother's cinnamon buns, the best in the world. I serve a cardamom-scented braided yeast bread from Finland, where I lived as a teenager. It's called Pula, and I consider it the best bread in the whole world. And I seldom make it because I'm willing to eat a whole loaf by myself, but Christmas morning is special. And then we always have scrapple, which some Vermonters may never have heard of.
It's a Philly thing.
It is definitely a Philly thing. It's a Pennsylvania Dutch breakfast food, sausage-like, but in a loaf ground up with spices and cornbread. And you slice it thin, put it in the frying pan, it gets crisp. I just love it. So this breakfast, assembling the ingredients, doing the baking, the cooking, sitting around the table, this is one highlight of my year.
So you mentioned local a couple times. You spoke to people about their traditions. Is local part of their breakfasts?
Well, local ingredients may certainly be a part of people's breakfasts, but for many families, it's the tradition that counts, not the ingredients. So, for example, I mail order my scrapple. You can't get it locally, but it's worth that much to me. Then there's my friend Bill Mayers, who lives in Burlington, but has a family tradition going back 60 years to his Texas childhood. He's going to have huevos rancheros with a special stew of tomatoes and peppers and spices. I have another friend who grew up in Tidewater, Virginia, now lives in Vermont, but she's going to have southern fried oysters, country ham from Virginia, and homemade biscuits. So I would say it's the tradition, not the localness, that counts for this one meal. I mean, people talk to me about, we serve the same cheese souffle for 17 years in my house. Someone else talked about making waffles with their grandmother's super secret butterscotch sauce. So we're remembering our childhood, we're remembering our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and that's what matters.
And how about homemade? Does it have to be homemade?
It does not have to be homemade. In fact, one of the things that people can do if they don't have a tradition already but want to do something special is King Arthur Flour in Norwich sells mixes, muffin mixes, brioche mixes you could do very easily for special on Christmas morning. But I talked to my dear young friend Gina Kajio-Voskov, who grew up in Jericho, with devil's food cake donuts from Coffee Cup Bakery. They always had those donuts while she opened her stocking. And so today, that means Christmas to her, even though she may make homemade the rest of the year. And apparently, if you are from a big city on the East Coast, whatever your religion, Christmas morning breakfast can mean bagels, lox, and cream cheese. And of course, none of that is homemade, but it's completely delicious.
Absolutely. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing traditional Christmas breakfasts. Candy, for some families, Christmas morning can be spent away from home. So how do resorts and B&Bs in Vermont handle breakfast on the 25th?
Well, of course, at the big resorts, they always put out an elaborate breakfast, and so their preparations for Christmas morning may involve more decorations and music and maybe a champagne with your breakfast. But I talked to a number of B&B chefs last week, and believe me, I am ready to spend Christmas morning with some of them. So, for example, the Craftsbury Outdoor Center, which is going to feed people and send them out to exercise hard, the guests will start the day not just with Eggs Benedict, but with Chaumur, which is a French-Canadian pudding cake with maple syrup. It's a tradition in the family of the breakfast chef at Craftsbury, Lynn Belisle, who hails from Sherbrooke. So that's something I'm ready to try. Down at the Inn at Wethersfield, Chef Michael Ellenfeld is planning crepes with crumbled maple sausage and local Tarentaise cheese with a glass of sparkling wine. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And then at the Inn at Round Barn Farm, Chef Charlie Menard sometimes serves Easter pie for Christmas. That's eggs, ricotta, and prosciutto in a rich dough, not to mention his house-made maple marshmallows for hot chocolate. So these are all some dishes that I might like to become tradition in my family.
Well, as confused as Charlie Menard sounds, it sounds fabulous. There's got to be someone else listening who's like me with no Christmas breakfast tradition. So any advice for us?
Always willing to help out, Rick. In fact, we've put two recipes up on the VPR Cafe webpage. The first is a very special but very simple four-ingredient pancake made with cottage cheese that you then top with apricot jam. Down at the Inn at Manchester in southern Vermont, it's the recipe that guests request most often from owners Frank and Julie Haynes, so they'll be serving that on Christmas morning. The second recipe is my own riff on my favorite spring bread pudding recipe, which is rhubarb toasted maple bread pudding. At Christmas, I don't serve this Christmas morning because there's too much else on the table, but the next morning I make cranberry maple toasted bread pudding. It is just wonderful. It's festive. If you toast the bread the night before, you can have it in the oven Christmas morning in 10 minutes. It has that wonderful red from the cranberries. It's local, and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, it sounds divine. Candace Page writes for the Savermore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It was great to be here, Rick, and happy holidays. Mm-hmm.